Contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back, everyone, to Elm Creek High School. As the Elm Creek Pep Band gets everybody fired up for tonight's basketball game, yes, we are literally sitting 2 feet away from the Buffalo Pep Band here on the NewTek Seed pregame show on Classic Hits 98.9 of the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. In the girls' game, Amherst 55, Elm Creek 44. Now the boys' game featuring the Buffaloes, who have been off since the first round of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. And Amherst at least got a game in on Tuesday and picked up their second win of the year against Ansley. In fact, we've seen them numerous times this year, including the two games coming off wins. It didn't go so well off the first win against Elwood when they were beaten by SEM right before the conference tournament. We'll see if things go better tonight against the Elm Creek Buffaloes. It's the Buffaloes and the Broncos coming up here on Classic Hits 98.9. You're listening to the NewTek Seed pregame show, and the starting lineups are next.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
First Tier Bank of Kearney, Holdridge, and Elm Creek work hard to ensure they offer their customers the best rates, the best service, and the most choices of any bank. Make sure you're part of the winning team with First Tier Bank, Kearney, Holdridge, and Elm Creek.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it with their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space? See kappagrains.com.
It's time now for a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Go to fivepointsbank.com and check out solutions, products, and services to complement the way you live at Five Points Bank. First off, for the visitors from Amherst, number 10 is a 6-foot junior, Jared Petter. Number 14 is a 5'11 sophomore, Austin Chen. Number 24 is a 6'1 junior, Dylan Halligan. Number 30, a 5'10 junior, Clint Bentley. And number 20, a 5'8 junior, Ty Stevens. Head coach of the Amherst Broncos is Clark Ribble, assisted by Brent Millett, Mitch Olson, and Les Adelung. They're 2-15. For Elm Creek, number 4 is a 6'1 junior, Austin Samuelson. Number 10 is a 6'1 senior, Luke Areta. Number 12 is a 6-foot sophomore, Zach Crowley. Number 14 is a 5'9 junior, Travis Stevens. And number 40 is a 6-foot 2-inch freshman, Jacob Bartley. The head coach of the Elm Creek Buffaloes is Tanner Cavity, assisted by Josh Kershaw, Eric Rippon, and David Polish. Elm Creek, 7-8 on the season. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank, taking care of customers one at a time. Five Points Bank. And we'll be back with the start of tonight's basketball game right after this timeout.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen, the one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek is the best.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Sign is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
You've been listening. listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Best of luck to tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact the New Tech Seed dealer near you for all of your seed needs. They're proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. We've got a couple of score updates for you. The Tri-City Storm up 3-1 in their hockey game at home, and Grand Island Central Catholic trying to get into the Norfolk Catholic game tomorrow at the Heartland Hoops Classic unbeaten, but St. Cecilia leads 26-19 after three quarters of play. I believe that's three. It might be half. We'll double check on that as we get underneath. And the shot to start the ball game here is up and in, and a good start by Elm Creek. A chance at a three-point play 4 seconds in. The foul is going to be called on Dylan Halligan, and at the line is the sophomore Zach Crowley, and he will put the free throw up, no good, and the ball is going to be ricocheted out of bounds, and they'll give it to Amherst. So Elm Creek draws first blood. They're up 2-0. Amherst, they're going to have to be able to hit the outside shot. They buried about 11 threes in the win against Ansley on Tuesday. Ty Stevens into the front court against the extended zone here of Elm Creek. Pass tip, knocked away. Picked back up by Amherst. Really getting high in the air was Luke Oreta. Back over on the right wing. Here come Dylan Halligan to Clint Bentley. Back over to Halligan in the left-hand corner. And his pass out to Stevens going to be deflected away. Neither team scores a ton of points. Elm Creek will put a few more up than Amherst. Obviously, when they've just won two ball games, they don't get a lot of points on the board, and that's one of the reasons why they've won just the two. As Austin Jen will fire the first three, it's no good. Gets his own rebound, though. Gets it to the baseline to Stevens. He attacks it and draws the foul. So Ty Stevens with a chance to tie the ball game up by going to the free throw line here and shooting two. Talking with Coach Tanner Cavity of the Buffaloes before the ball game, he goes, you know, this is a dangerous team to only win two. He goes, if they're hitting shots, they're going to be a handful. And the free throw is up and in by Stevens. Ty Stevens. You've got Travis Stevens for Elm Creek, and Travis is the one that committed the foul. Second free throw is no good, and Jacob Bartling, the promising young freshman, gets the rebound. Amherst trying to put a little pressure out of the backcourt here, but the timeline is broken by Travis Stevens up top to Oreta, the three-pointer up and in. So Luke Oreta hits the three-point bucket, and Elm Creek is off to a 5-1 lead here at home in the opening minute of the ball game. Working around the perimeter, that's basically what you're going to see. They'll try and get Dylan Halligan working the post. Everything else is going to be outside. At least that's the way it's been most of the season for Amherst, as Stevens dribbles into traffic. Bounce pass underneath. Tries to get it to Jared Petter. Can't get the shot away. Back out top to Stevens. Stevens into the left-hand corner. Halligan for the three. That one is off the mark. No good. Long rebound. Oreta has it. Oreta up ahead. He goes to Travis Stevens. He missed the layup. And Dylan Halligan, the trailer, will get the rebound for Amherst. Up the floor again come the Broncos. Try to lob it down low, and we're going to get a foul called here. The pass was underthrown trying to get it to Austin Jen, but they're going to call it on Zach Crowley running into Jen trying to make the steal. His first and the team's second. In for a three. Dylan Halligan can't get it to go. Defensive rebound brought down by Travis Stevens. They'll give it to Oreta. Nowhere to go on the fast break, so across the timeline they'll come. Oreta has it over to the right side to Zach Crowley. Man-to-man defense here by the Amherst Broncos. Get it down to Bartling. They double-team him. He'll force the shot up. No good. And a blocking foul going to be called on Ty Stevens, who came over on the double-down and tried to deny him the baseline. If you're aggressive, you're going to get the call tonight, as the ball will be thrown in here underneath the hoop, right into the hands of Austin Samuelson. Can't get the shot away, so they'll clear it back out. Back over the left side of the key they go. With it is Crowley. Basketball goes down to Bartling, but he can't grab it. I thought we were going to have a quick little shot, but out of bounds it goes in the first turnover of the contest. So up the floor. With it will be Amherst, trailing 5-1. We're 2.5 minutes into the boys' game. Everything got started late, plus it was parents' night tonight. Three-pointer in the corner. No good. Austin Jen, 0-4. Offensive rebound, Dylan Halligan. And he'll be fouled on the putback attempt. So Amherst is not hitting anything yet, but they are getting a couple of offensive rebounds to try and keep things interesting. And at the line will be Dylan Halligan to shoot two. The foul will be called on. Well, we'll double check. They put it up on somebody that's not in. They change it and call it on Jacob Bartling. First foul on Bartling. And into the ballgame now for Amherst is going to be Zane Peterson. Halligan trying to get the second free throw to go. And Dylan will eye the rim, fire it up and in. So one of two, and that'll make it 5-2 in favor of Elm Creek. Buffalo basketball against the zone trap. Oreda breaks it. Oreda brings it into the paint. He bounce passes it to Bartling, who has an easy layup and scores, and that's the way you break the trap. Bartling with his first bucket. 7-2 now, Elm Creek. Into the front court, the Broncos with it. Stevens, as they spread the floor, gives it over to Bentley. Bentley, skip pass, knocked away. Oreda really skies in the air on that zone. They steal it, and Luke goes to the other end for another layup. That's the first turnover for Amherst, and it goes directly into points. 4:50 to go here in the first quarter, and it's 9-2 Elm Creek. Making a couple of nice buckets so far. Halligan into the paint. Double team, uses dribble, now feeds the baseline, and there's an open look. The shot won't go by Zane Peterson. Partially blocked on the way up, and Austin Samuelson will grab the rebound. Into the front court it goes to Zach Crowley. Hands it off to Travis Stevens, back to Crowley in the right-hand corner. Crowley up the top of the circle, hands it to Samuelson, swings it left side, Travis Stevens. Stevens back over to Samuelson. The cutter, Oreda, into the paint, runs into a man, and a travel will be called. Good defensive positioning by Zane Peterson, and the Buffaloes turn it over for the second time. 9-2, Elm Creek, 4:15 to go here in the first quarter earlier in the girls' game. Amherst won it 55-44, a game they led between 9 and 16 points the entire second half. Now the ball, Oreda gets another steal. Oreda into the hands of Bartley. He's going to go to the other end and score. Well, Elm Creek is scoring, and they're doing it on a lot of layups right now, and a timeout going to be taken here by Amherst. So with 3:55 to go in the first quarter of play, it's 11-2 Elm Creek, and we'll be back in a minute.
Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon is your full-service grocery store. At Foster's, your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Proud to support area sports.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
The staff and management of State Bank of Riverdale in Riverdale are very proud to support all our area athletes and coaches in the game. Visit us in our main office in Riverdale or one of our loan production offices in Kearney and Ord. State Bank of Riverdale, member FDIC.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And as always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school basketball here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Amherst, Elm Creek, and as always, the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Don't forget, we'll be in Amherst tomorrow for the D3 District Wrestling Finals, scheduled to get underway at around 2 o'clock as trying to get a bunch of kids from the area to the state meet next week in Omaha, which we'll also have full coverage of. Also tomorrow, the Heartland Hoops Classic in Grand Island, all eight games on ESPN 1460 and 1550 AM, beginning at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. The final three games will also be here on Classic Hits, and Halligan dribbles it off his foot, and it goes right to Luke Oreda, and Oreda will take it in for another layup. And Amherst now has turned it over three times, and it is quickly 13-2 Buffaloes. Into the paint, bounce pass Bentley, kick out of bounds. Had the cutter coming, but bounced it off a foot on the pass, and they'll take it out underneath their own hoop. Stevens, Bentley, Peterson, Halligan, and throwing it in, Austin Jen on the floor for Amherst. And they get it into Halligan on the low post, forces the shot, it's no good. Rebound to Kyler Beck, who has come into the ballgame for Elm Creek. Also in the ballgame, Zach Johnson. Oreda remains in there, so does Bartling and Samuelson, and the ball is tipped away. Steal made by Dylan Halligan. Halligan brings it into the front court, and getting in his way, Kyler Beck is going to be called for the blocking foul. And for Peck, that'll be his first personal. And the fourth team foul already on Elm Creek. Two have been called on Amherst, and we have only played 5 minutes in this game. Amherst to throw it in, and it's deflected away. Try it one more time. Checking back in for Elm Creek is going to be Travis Stevens. So Amherst will throw it in from the baseline. Zane Peterson in for a three-pointer. Bentley, they can't get him to go. 0 for their first five, and the defensive rebound brought down by Kyler Beck. Outlet pass into the front court. Here comes Elm Creek. Beck gets it up top to Zach Johnson. Swings it left side of the key to Samuelson. Against the man-to-man defense here, the Amherst Broncos off the pick. Stevens drives, leaves it off in the corner there for Samuelson. The junior draws the double team. Skip pass over to Zach Johnson. Good defense here by Amherst, but Elm Creek has found a way to get layup after layup. But this time, Halligan steps in front of Bartling, knocks the ball away, and unfortunately the outlet pass is taken right back by Kyler Beck. So the teams exchange turnovers, and Elm Creek is back on offense. Looking at a three, but changing his mind, Travis Stevens. Everybody on the left side. Now Samuelson comes over to the weak side, but the ball remains on the left. Down the low block, Bartling working on Halligan. Makes a spin move to the paint. One-hand jumper up and in. Jacob Bartling with six in the first quarter. And it's 15-2 Elm Creek. As Amherst will work it in the left-hand corner. Another three. Halligan, no. They're all hitting off the back of the iron. Rebound brought down by Samuelson. And in the backboard, a turnover. So Elm Creek trying to get up the floor a little too quick. Turns it over for the fifth time. Into the ball game, Dominic Abbott for the Amherst Broncos. Ty Stevens also gets back into the ball game. And Amherst is on offense here, and they get it to Stevens. Out towards center court to Jen. Jen, the left-hand corner. Now they go left elbow. Got a man, Bentley. Beautiful bounce pass underneath to Halligan, who's fouled. So Amherst will remain without a field goal here with a minute 44 to go in the first quarter, but make their third trip to the foul line. And the fifth foul on the Buffaloes here in the first quarter, and the second on Jacob Bartling. Dylan Halligan, one of two so far in the game, puts the free throw up and in. 15-3, and Luke Oreta will check in for the Buffaloes. And the second free throw now for Halligan. Amherst, without a senior on the roster, puts it up and too strong. Long rebound comes out to Connor Beck, already his third of the quarter, and Elm Creek will quickly get into the front court here. Work it to the right side with Oreta. Luke gives it off to Zach Johnson, back to Beck. Back into the left-hand corner. Here's a three-pointer on the way. Travis Stevens, too strong. Rebound to Dylan Halligan. Up the floor come the Broncos. Bentley with it. Looks right corner. Decides against it. Goes left corner to Austin Jen. Into the paint. Halligan flashes through. Takes it to the left elbow. Back out to Bentley. Try to get it underneath. Petter was there. The ball deflected. It comes off the glass to Halligan. Halligan underneath draws another foul. And Dylan Halligan we'll go back to the line. Well, Coach Tanner Cavity was worried about Amherst making threes. He's going to have to worry about him making free throws. That's six fouls in the first quarter. The second on Kyler Beck. And the free throw is good. Halligan, 3 of 5 here in the first quarter. That's all the points so far from Amherst have been from the line. And the second free throw on the way. It is good. So 4 points now for Halligan. 15-5. And Samuelson in, and now coming in Sean Smith for Elm Creek. He's another sophomore at 6'5". There are 5 freshmen and 3 sophomores on the roster for Elm Creek. They only have one senior, and that's Luke Oreta. We've talked about it all year. This is a very young conference, boys and girls, hardly any seniors. And at the other end, a foul as Travis Stevens comes down the lane. He'll get 2 free throws. Stevens looking for his first point of the ball game. The foul on Jared Petter. His first, and the free throw is too strong. 57 seconds to go here in the first quarter, 15-5 Elm Creek. Amherst won the girls game. 55-44, second free throw will not go. Ball slapped around, goes off Sean Smith's leg, and out of bounds. Don't forget more basketball on Tuesday here on Classic Hits. The girls C19 sub-district tournament from Grand Island Northwest. At 5:30, Minden will play either Gibbon or Wood River. And then at 7:15, Kearney Catholic Centura as Stevens double team, ball knocked away, and then he's going to foul Samuelson, headed the other way. So Austin Samuelson will go to the line. And this game just can't get any flow to it because of all the fouls. And there was a no doubt or an easy call on that one. Ty Stevens with his second foul. And the free throw is up. And it is in for Samuelson, his first point. 16-5 here, Elm Creek. 43 seconds to go in quarter number one. And the second free throw is going to be up and in. So Samuelson hits them both, 17-5. A 12-point lead for the Buffaloes here at home. Their final home game as well. They play on the road next week when they go to Elwood. That game 1 week from tonight. As they work the ball around here, a three-pointer on the way. Austin Jen will not go. They're all right there, but none of them have fallen through. Samuelson with the rebound. 20 seconds to go here in the quarter. They'll get it to Zach Johnson back between the circles to Areta. He'll hold the ball. Now dribble right with 10 seconds. Back left, 7 seconds. Still out at midcourt. Gives it over to Zach Johnson. Try to set up Areta for the three. Off the pick, he'll fire. It's no good. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. And at the end of one, your score, the Elm Creek Buffaloes, 17. And the Amherst Broncos 5. We'll head to the second quarter after this timeout on Classic Hits 98.9.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
When you choose a brand of seed, look beyond just the product. At Pioneer Seed, everything you buy comes with our industry-leading services and technical support. Your experienced Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis, is backed by hundreds of scientists and local agronomy experts. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop. That's who we are.
With our producer engineer Grant Sparks, Doug Duda back with you here at Elm Creek. Thanks to Mr. Whistle, Mr. Babcock, all the fine folks here as always for their hospitality. As Amherst will get the ball to start the second quarter, they'll drive, give it to Bentley. It rattles in and out on the runner, and Amherst still without a field goal. Samuelson gets the rebound. 17-5, Elm Creek. All of Amherst points from the free throw line. Back into the ball game. Zach Crowley in the right-hand corner to Areta. Lobs it into Bartlett, but he is triple-teamed. The ball knocked away by Jared Petter. Each team had 5 turnovers in the first quarter. Rebounds, 9 for Elm Creek, 5 for Amherst. And Austin Jen in the left-hand corner will get it to Bentley again on the low block. Can't get it over Bartlett. He has 2 fouls. I'm surprised they don't take it right at him. And now finally a 3 for Dylan Halligan. Amherst was 0 of 7 in the first quarter from beyond the arc, and they get their first 3, and now they steal it away again. Here comes Halley into the paint, tries to make the extra pass, and it's thrown away. So the ball goes out of bounds, and Amherst gives it right back. 7 of the 8 points for Amherst belong to Dylan Halligan. For Elm Creek, Luke Areta with 7, and Jacob Bartling with 6. 17-8, your score. As Samuelson will get it into the front court. Give it off to Areta. Luke swings it right side here to Travis Stevens. Still a little matchup, and they'll lob it into Bartlett, deflected away again. Amherst started the ball game in a man-to-man, Elm Creek playing zone, and I think, according to Coach Cavani, if Amherst doesn't heat up from three-point land, then they will keep playing zone. Lob comes into Areta. They faked it to Bartlett and snuck Areta behind him. His shot no good, and then Bartlett goes over the back, and that's his 3rd foul. And so he comes out, and Sean Smith will come into the ball game. With 6:33 to go in the first half, and that is the 7th team foul. So free throws for Dylan Halligan, who is 4 of 6 at the line in the first quarter. And he'll get a 1-1 here. And the first one is up and in. Amherst was 5 of 8 at the line of the first quarter. Elm Creek was 2 of 4. And the second free throw is on the way, and it's off the front of the iron, no good. Oreda went to grab the rebound, but got tripped by his teammate, as Samuelson was also going for it. So they call a travel, no possession. Ball belongs to Amherst. Bucket here, they're right back in it, 17-9. Jan on the inbounds, gets to Halligan on the post. Against Sean Smith, up top Stevens, reverse it to Bentley. Bentley, left side of the key, takes one dribble. Into the corner they go. To Petter, back out to Bentley. He gets farther away from the hoop. Dribbles in place to the high post. There's a nice pass in the paint. Halligan's leaner will not go. Fights for his own shot. Got the rebound and is tied up underneath. It was Zach Crowley. The arrow points the way. Should point the way of Elm Creek. Amherst got the ball to start the quarter. 6:11 to go here. And the ball will belong to the Elm Creek Buffaloes. Just hadn't switched the arrow from the start of the second quarter. We're glad you're along with us here on KKPR-FM. Kearney Elm Creek Amherst and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Friday Night Basketball on Classic Hits 98.9. Doug Duda with you. As we have 6 minutes to go in the first half of our boys' game, Elm Creek 17 and Amherst 9. Oreda off the pick, right wing, tries to get it underneath to Smith, makes a nice catch and lays it up and in. Smith went way down, picked the ball up, and found it, grabbed it, shot it, scored his first bucket. At the other end, Halligan wide open for three in the left-hand corner, and he'll bury it. Second three for Dylan Halligan, and he has 11 of the 12 points. Little full-court pressure put on here. Samuelson will take the inbounds pass for Elm Creek. Amherst steals the ball away. Up the floor they come, 2-on-1. Bentley to the rack. He'll score. Timeout, Elm Creek. So a little run being put on here by the Amherst Broncos to get back in the ball game. They've cut the 12-point deficit down to 5 with 5:24 to go in quarter number 2. It's Elm Creek 19 and Amherst 14. We'll be back in a minute on Classic Hits.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody, Builders is nice.
If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
ProTeam Design is the name to know for all of your screen printing and embroidery needs. From athletic to corporate, two items or 200 items, we can get the job done on time and at a great price. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
Back to action here out of the Elm Creek timeout. Attacking the hoop immediately. Samuelson puts the shot up, no good. Rebound down underneath. I believe Halligan is the one that grabbed that, and up the floor comes Ty Stevens, thought about the three, bounce pass to the high post. Halligan tipped away, but picked back up. Austin Jen has it. The lead down to 5. Halligan open on the right side of the key. Layup good. Dylan Halligan is the only offense right now for Amherst, but he cuts it to 3 at 19-16. And at the other end, sneaking in from behind and stealing it away from Crowley is Ty Stevens, and right now everything is going Amherst's way, and you can't say that that's happened for the Broncos much this season. A three would actually tie the game in the paint. Can't get it to Halligan. They double down, and the steal made by Austin Samuelson. So Elm Creek returns the favor, gets the ball right back, and Oreda will walk the ball up the floor. Give it to Zach Crowley. Crowley reverses it right side. Driving the baseline, Travis Stevens kicks it out to Crowley. Zach for three. It's off the mark, no good. And the ball is going to be saved right back into Sean Smith underneath the hoop, who lays it up and in. Sean Smith actually went over the back that time. They did not call it. It forced Amherst to try and throw the ball back in from out of bounds because he had bumped them. And they threw it right back into Sean, and he had the easy layup. 21-16, and that snaps the 11-2 run that Amherst had been on. 3:45 to go in the first half. Pull-up jumper, Bentley on the right side, up the front of the rim, no good. Luke Oreda gets the rebound, and now Amherst has to play even here. They don't want to let Elm Creek get right back on another run before halftime, and there's a lot of time left, 3:30. Ball belongs to Stevens. Skip pass, Sean Smith, right side, just turns and hands it off to Samuelson. Back up top, they'll go to Crowley. Elm Creek not really set like they want, so they're going to reset here. Up top, they'll go Stevens. Left wing to Samuelson. Back up top to Oreda. On to the right wing, Stevens. Ball fake, tries baseline, leaves it off for Samuelson. Five-footer is off the iron, no good. Rebound brought down by Clint Bentley, his second of the ball game. Off to Stevens. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll have the first half stats of this game. Recap the girls' game, which Amherst won 55-44. We'll talk with Lady Bronco coach Nikki Eckhout. Right now, Bentley has it up top. Fakes the three. Got his man in the air. Tries to drive. Put the fadeaway jumper up and in. After he drove, the ball kind of squirted away from Quint, but he found the handle. Put it back up and in. 21-18 Elm Creek. 2:35 to go first half. Amherst tries to put a little pressure on, but they didn't have it set up very well, and Elm Creek easily throws over the top of it. Up top, Crowley. Zach ball on the floor. Comes down the paint. Got tripped up, but still found a way to scoop it up and in. And Zach with his second bucket. 23-18 Elm Creek. They've woke up here a little bit in the last minute. Halligan, weak side, sets up for a long three. It's going to be short, no good. The ball comes down to the Buffaloes. Zach Crowley will have the rebound. Amherst now 2 of 10 from three-point land. They've missed seven in a row, made two, and now they have missed again. Elm Creek ball in the front court. Trying to work against this matchup. Spin move, tough shot, no good. Rebound Smith. Smith put back, draws the foul. That'll be the 15th foul on Amherst. They say no free throws, and we've got a bunch of guys waiting to check in forever over there. Zach Johnson and Tyler Beck for Elm Creek for Amherst. Here comes Zane Peterson and Jacob Sadoff will check in for the first time. Foul was on Jared Petter, his second. Elm Creek ball underneath their own hoop. Minute 50 before halftime, 23-18 Elm Creek. Have the ball at the top of the circle, bounce pass left wing. Beck decides to drive and then kick it out to Oreda for three. It's in and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Ty Stevens. He'll push the ball up the floor, left wing. Still has the dribble, gets the pick from Sadoff. Tried the pick and roll, it's covered. Still has the dribble, finally drives and got shoved on the way to the hoop. Ty Stevens will go to the line and shoot two with a minute 26 remaining. He hit a free throw back in the first quarter for his only point. Zach Johnson called for the foul. The free throw is good. 23-19. 13 of the points for Amherst belong to Dylan Halligan. 9 in this quarter. Stevens hits both. And it's back to a three-point game, 23-20. Elm Creek was up by as many as 12 early at 17-5. Now they break the pressure, but Smith does not attack, 2-on-2, and will hold the basketball. Back out to Oreda with a minute 15 to go here in the first half of play. Bounce pass over to the right-hand corner to Crowley. Off the pick, Oreda's on the low block, but double-team. Kicks it out to Beck. He makes the leaner in the lane. Tyler Beck, after they double-teamed the post, knew what to do, drove and scored. First bucket for Beck, 25-20. At the other end, Bentley can't get free. And we'll kick it back out top to Petter. Jared finds Ty Stevens. Stevens will set the play up here. Look for a pick from Peterson. Back into the corner to Sadoff. Jacob, one dribble, gets it back out top to Ty Stevens. 35 seconds to go in the half. Stevens calls a different play. Try to set something up with a dribble to the right side, Sadoff. Looking for him to pass it in. One dribble. Back out it goes to Petter again. 25 seconds. They'll reverse it left side. Stevens with it. Stevens holds the ball. Now they'll reset and play for the last shot. They've run this set three times and have not got a look. Stevens comes into the paint. Punched away from behind by Sean Smith. The ball is loose. We get a jump. The arrow points the way of Amherst. So they'll get the ball and another chance, but they've had the ball here for nearly 50 seconds on this possession. And Halligan's going to come back in for the last 6 seconds. see if they can make it a one-possession game by halftime. Into Stevens, 6 seconds to go, tries to drive, little hand check to Halligan, 2 seconds, 1 second, and they will not get a shot away, and we are at halftime. But after being down 12, Amherst has got themselves back into the ball game, and at the half, it's the Elm Creek Buffaloes 25 and the Amherst Broncos 20. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report in just a minute here on Classic Hits.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
First Tier Bank of Kearney, Holdridge, and Elm Creek work hard to ensure they offer their customers the best rates, the best service, and the most choices of any bank. Make sure you're part of the winning team with First Tier Bank, Kearney, Holdridge, and Elm Creek.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it with their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space? See KappaGrains.com.
And welcome back to High School Hoops here on Classic Hits 98.9. It's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. Well, Grand Island Central Catholic and Hastings St. Cecilia boys playing tonight. Another low-scoring dandy. It goes to overtime, and Turner Fay hits a buzzer beater to give Central Catholic the 39-37 win in overtime tonight, and that will keep Central Catholic undefeated as they take on top-ranked and unbeaten Norfolk Catholic in tomorrow's Heartland Hoops Classic. In every game, will be on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Here it's 25-20 Elm Creek leading the boys game at the half over Amherst. Earlier tonight in the girls game, 55-44, Amherst got the win, and Coach Nicky Eckhout joins us. And before the band blows us completely out of here, Nick, congratulations on the win. You've been playing good basketball ever since the holiday tournament. A couple of games maybe closer than others, but you bounce back from the overtime loss on Tuesday. And outside of Aisha Burke, you really shut them down today.
Yeah, I thought the girls did a really nice job defensively. Our offense looked better than what it has here. The fluency of it, you know, I mean, we've been getting scoring points and stuff, but our half-court offense, I thought, looked better tonight than what it's looked. Oh, probably in 2 weeks, so that's encouraging.
Well, I talked to Coach Ford before the basketball game, and he said, I think we've figured out a couple of things different that we can do against Amherst, and it appeared that one of those was slowing down Shelby Heaven, who only had 4 points at halftime. 14 points, that's below her average. She still had a nice stat line tonight, but some of those other kids had to hit some shots, and they did. Good games from Jessica Fernandez, Maria Tobenheim, Katie Klingelhofer, all those girls shot the ball well.
Yeah, you know, and they did kind of double team, or, you know, it kind of seemed like maybe they were doing a little
box
something to
one,
Shelby,
maybe
a little box and one type deal. But Shelby did a really nice job of not trying to get too much. You know, she just kind of hung out down there on that short corner and took two people away. And so, I mean, that's fine. You know, go right ahead and box and one us, because I've got other girls that can score. And, you know, if Shelby would have fought with that and you know, maybe let that get in her head a little bit, then she would have gotten into trouble. But she's just a really good player, and she knew what was going on.
Made a lot of free throws tonight, especially in that early portion of the fourth quarter. And as hard as much, it seemed like Elm Creek played much better in the second half offensively, but every time they'd make two in a row, you'd make two in a row.
Yeah, you know, Elm Creek's a great ball club, and they have a lot of weapons too. So tonight, like you said, Burke was kind of their main scorer, but on any given night, they can have two or three girls in double figures too. So I thought we really did do a good job of holding some of their other players down, or it would have been a totally different ballgame.
Let's talk about going into the sub-districts next week. You're in a position where you're the favorite. When they put the projections out, it's going to say Amherst is the favorite to go to state. The girls are going to know that, but this is different territory. This is new territory for these girls. You've only got two seniors. Is there a little comfort in knowing that you're not going to be facing one of the top five teams in the state in your sub-district?
Well, you know, we try to play the game or the card of saying, you know, all the records are out the window. We said that last year when we weren't the favorite. You know, we say it when we aren't the favorite. We'll say it when we are the favorite. Records are out the door. It doesn't matter now. It's just whoever is going to show up and play ball. And you know, records are out the door, but confidence shouldn't be. And that's what tonight was about. You know, some people maybe look at this game as, you know, should you show everything that you got, or should you lay off? And in my opinion, you go out and give it everything you got every single night, because that's, you know, that's what winners do. And so, you know, I don't, to me, we take care of what we do. It shouldn't matter what other teams see us doing. So I think we have confidence, but I think they also learn through this tournament, Fort Kearney Conference tournament, that you can beat a team by 30 early in the year and then have to scrap to get a win later. And so they know it's not going to be easy. They know they're going to have to earn it. I think they're okay with being the favorite. And it's not like we're favored by, you know, like we're amazing. You know, it's not like that. It's just that, yeah, okay, we got more wins than everybody else. Let's go get a few more.
Amherst coach Nikki Eck out with us here for just another sec, so I'll ask you this and let you go. Both games pretty similar that you played Elk Creek in the last 2 weeks. Got the lead, they kept it out there, 1-10, 1-11 points. So if you guys do meet up on Tuesday or next Thursday in the sub-district final, what is the one thing that Elm Creek is doing that is giving you the most problems?
Well, I would say they are taking Shelby out of the mix. And right now we've been able to compensate with the other players, and as long as we continue to do that, we'll be all right. But they're a good team. I mean, us beating them by 10 and by 11 to me is great. I mean, when we go into a game with Elm Creek or Axtell or anybody, one-point win is a win. You know, I don't see us as being 20-point favorites over them. I see us as, you know, basically pretty even, and an 11-point win to me is huge over them. So,
well, it's an exciting time. The girls keep knocking off a few of those goals on their sheet, and you guys have brought home a little hardware, and we congratulate you, and hopefully more comes your way. Or Elm Creek, nothing against Elm Creek.
Yep.
Maybe a matchup again next week.
Yep.
Good luck.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Coach. Coach Nikki Eck now joining us here at the half. They win it tonight 55-44. Very balanced. Jessica Fernandez, 15 points, 9 rebounds. Shelby Heaven, 14 points, 10 rebounds, 5 blocks. Mariah Tobenheim had 12, and Katie Klingelhofer had 9. Elm Creek was led by Aisha Burke with 23 points. We're at halftime of the boys' game. Elm Creek leads Amherst 25-20, and we'll look at the numbers after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen, the one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook, or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek is the best.
Back on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, here's a look at your first half numbers in the boys' game. For Amherst, Austin Jen, 1 rebound. Dylan Halligan's doing all the scoring. He's got 13 points and 5 rebounds. Clint Bentley has 4 points and 2 rebounds. Ty Stevens has 3 points and 1 rebound. 5 points in the first quarter, 15 in the second quarter, and at the half, Amherst has 20 points. They have 9 rebounds. They've been to the free throw line quite a bit. They are 8 of 12 from the charity stripe, 2 of 10 from three-point land, and have 7 turnovers. Ty Stevens and Jared Petter each have 2 fouls. For the Elm Creek Buffaloes, Austin Samuelson has 2 points and 4 rebounds. Luke Arena, 7 points and 2 rebounds. Zach Crowley, 4 points and 2 rebounds. Travis Stevens has a rebound. Sean Smith, 4 points and 2 rebounds. Kyler Beck, 2 points, 3 rebounds. And Jacob Bartlig, 6 points and 1 rebound. 17 points in the first quarter, 8 in the second. At the half, Elm Creek, 25 points, 15 rebounds. They are 2 of 4 at the free throw line, 1 of 5 from three-point land, and 9 turnovers. Bartling does have 3 fouls, and Kyler Beck has 2. At the half, Elm Creek 25, Amherst 20. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation will remove it from your home, farm, and business. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. The second half is next.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Sign is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
And we're ready to get the second half underway here at Elm Creek. Again, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors as Elm Creek will get the ball to start the third quarter of play. Looking for the same start to the second half as they did in the first half when they jumped out to a 15-2 lead. But now that lead is down to 5 at 25-20. And a three-pointer to start things off. Travis Stevens is nothing but net from the right wing. And Stevens with his first bucket of the ball game. Second three of the night for the Buffaloes. And it's immediately 28-20. And a little more breathing room now for Elm Creek. Amherst will get it on the low block. Bentley a little too deep. He was open. Kicks it out to Chen. Three-pointer on the way. No good. Long rebound comes out to the top of the circle. Ty Stevens has it. Stevens into the corner to Halligan for three, and it's good. Dylan Halligan, 16 of his team's 23 points, and the threes answer themselves and cancel themselves out to start the second half. 28-23, just underway in the second half on Classic Hits and KKPR.com. Again, tomorrow, a little wrestling, a little basketball as Bartling takes a 10-foot jumper. Then Halligan dove on it, trying to get the rebound. That foul will be on Dylan Halligan. That'll be his second personal foul. Tomorrow, wrestling, D3 finals from Amherst, starting at around 2. Oh, no, they don't call it on Halligan. They call it on Bartling. Oh, boy. Wow, I don't think anybody noticed it until Amherst threw the ball in. That foul should have been on Halligan. Wow. And that's the fourth on Jacob Bartling. That is a huge, huge call, and Oreta steals it away. Oreta up the floor, working on Bentley. Dishes it back to Bartling, who's still in there, and lays it up and in. And a timeout by Coach Cavaney. He wants to get his big man out of the game. He didn't know that it was on Bartling. He's trying to sub. And Tanner Cavaney is still arguing with the official down low, and boy, is he right. So a 30-second timeout. Bartling did get the bucket. And it's 30-23 in favor of Elm Creek. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon is your full-service grocery store. At Foster's, your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Proud to support area sports.
And we're back here at Elm Creek after the 30-second timeout by the Buffaloes to get Bartling out of the game and bring Sean Smith in. Sean did fine in that second quarter with Bartling on the bench most of it. Here's Austin Jen for the three. Can't get one to go. And the rebound brought down once again by Travis Stevens. So up the floor, Luke O'Reilly brings it, a 7-point lead for Elm Creek. 2 minutes into the third quarter of play, 30-23. Crowley up top to Samuelson. Back to a man-to-man now for the Amherst Broncos. They've switched their defenses up a little bit throughout the night. Skip pass over to the left wing. They get it into the hands of Crowley, trying to post up Smith. Instead, O'Reilly for three. It's going to be off the mark, no good. Smith battles for the offensive rebound and gets it for Elm Creek. And they'll get it inside to Samuelson, who get his first field goal of the ball game. 32-23, a 9-point lead here for the Buffaloes, who put the trap onto the backcourt. Stevens throws through it, gets it into the hands of Bentley. Clint, well out on the right side of the key, lobs it over to Austin Jen, a 2-3 zone for Elm Creek. Jen has not been able to get anything going. He's taken quite a few threes and now turns the ball over, taken right back, though, by Petter to Jen. Another three, right corner, in and out, no good. And the rebound brought down by Sean Smith. Two, make it 3 of 14 in three-point land for Amherst. Elm Creek is 2 of 7, and we've got a foul at the other end on the Broncos on Austin Chen, his first. Second team foul. And Travis Stevens is out. Zach Johnson is back in for the Elm Creek Buffaloes. Up by 9 again. Up by as many as 13. Then seeing that lead cut down to 3. And now it's back up to 9 with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter of play. And they'll spread the floor here. Without Bartling in, it changes up their options. They don't have a big guy outside of Smith. And they'll get it down to Oreta, and you'll see that a lot. Turnaround jumper on the block. Smith is more of a decoy, and Oreta gets his 9th point of the basketball game. First point since the first quarter, and the lead is now 11, 34 to 23. Rotate it right side. Here's Bentley with the jumper, no good. Rebound, all white jerseys underneath. Samuelson pulls down his 5th of the ball game. And the same kind of start we had to the first half, we're getting here to the second half. 7 in a row. Make it 6 in a row here for Elm Creek, up 34-23. Amherst needs a stop, and they need some scoring outside of Dylan Halligan, who's hanging them in there, and Zach Johnson's going to try a 3. It's too strong. Rebound brought down by Clint Bentley. Bentley pushes it up the floor, stops, fires from 12, might have been fouled. It was an air ball. Somebody clipped him on the elbow on the way up. Crowley with the rebound. He's going to bring it into the front court, and a charging foul call. It looked like Ty Stevens took the charge. And for Zach Crowley, that'll be his second personal foul. And second team foul of the half. Tanner Cavity again, not happy with that call. I think he's still pretty burned about the Bartling call a couple of minutes ago that got him his fourth foul and put him back on the bench. But his team is responding. Elm Creek is back up 11. Halligan fakes the 3. Now his pass is taken away by Crowley. 9th turnover for Amherst. Up ahead, Oredo. Layup up and in, and this is how Elm Creek built the lead in the first half. 36-23, and a timeout will be called here by Amherst. It's a 30-second timeout with 3:32 to go in the third quarter of play. It's 36-23, Elm Creek.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
The staff and management of State Bank of Riverdale in Riverdale are very proud to support all our area athletes and coaches in the game. Visit us in our main office in Riverdale or one of our loan production offices in Kearney and Ord. State Bank of Riverdale, member FDIC.
Doug Duda back with you here, our producer-engineer Grant Sparks. Again, we want to thank our sponsors. Say thank you for allowing us to bring you high school hoops. Everything from here on out, postseason. And that's the fun time, folks. Can you believe it's that time already? They lob it into Halligan. For some reason, tries to make a fancy pass when he's a foot away from the hoop. He had two guys on him, but still the pass got to him underneath, and Amherst throws it away, and that's some of the problems that this young Bronco team has had throughout the season. Again, most of these guys did not play last year. They had such a senior-dominated ball club, and so even if you're a junior, there wasn't a whole lot of playing time last year. Oreta with it. For Elm Creek, trying to put this one away now. Dish it off to Sean Smith, off the glass and in. Give credit to Smith. He's come in with Bartling in foul trouble and has really done a good job tonight for head coach Tanner Cavity. And the largest lead of the ball game, now 15. So this game was a three-point contest at 23-20, and since then another 15-3 run from the end of the second to the start of the third. And Amherst will throw it in after the ball was kicked. Long three, Stevens will not go. Crashing the boards, ball being knocked around, still loose, ends up in the hands of Luke Oreta. And up the floor comes Elm Creek. As they have been very patient here on offense, it has paid off for them the last couple of minutes. Here is Connor Beck. Oh, what a move through the double team. Crossover dribble, uses the left hand and finishes. Connor Beck. I think he surprised himself. He just tried to get through the double team, and the ball happened to stay attached to him through there. And it's 40-23. That was the move of the night. Peterson. Three at the other end. Finally gets something going for Amherst. Zane Peterson with his first bucket of the ball game, and then on the inbounds, a foul called on Amherst. Again, Amherst has really kind of given Elm Creek problems when they can slap that full court pressure on, but they're not scoring enough to do it. And the foul called on number 20, Ty Stevens, his third. Elm Creek will throw it in again. Zach Johnson back in the ball game, up to Kyler Reed. Reed brings the ball up the floor, stops left side of the key, swings it right side, O'Reilly, a wide open three, and Luke hits it. 7 in the quarter, 14 in the game for Luke O'Reilly. He had 7 in the first, 7 in the third, and he was a big part of both runs here, and it's now back to a 17-point game. Into Halligan on the low block, and as Halligan tries to get out of there, he's grabbed, and a foul called on the Buffaloes. Going to go on Zach Johnson, his second, team's third. And Amherst to throw it in from the baseline. Bobbing up top, Kyler Reed thought, stole it, goes to the other end, and he's fouled. Ty Stevens has just committed his fourth personal foul after the ball was underthrown, trying to get it out to him. And two free throws coming up for Kyler Reed. So you got some guys off the bench, plus Luke O'Reilly really kind of sparking things here in the third quarter as the free throw is up and in for Kyler Beck. And Beck makes it 44-26. 19 points of the quarter here for Elm Creek. And the second free throw on the way, and that is short. Amherst only has 6 points in the quarter. The lead is up to 18. And checking into the ball game for Amherst will be Dominic Abbott. And Stevens with the four fouls will check out. 1:48 to go, third quarter of play. It is Elm Creek up 44-26 after it was a five-point game at the half. Zane Peterson to the right-hand corner to Halligan. They try to double-team him every chance they get. Skip pass left side, Abbott. Abbott, one dribble, pass deflected away. Amherst, fifth turnover of the quarter. And O'Reilly will bring it up the floor to Zach Johnson. Back to Luke. And they'll rotate it left to Beck. And a travel call. Beck was trying to spin and kick it over on the left wing to Zach Crowley, who was wide open. And he didn't see him right away. And once he did, he kind of stopped in mid-step and ended up walking the first turnover of the half here for Elm Creek. Minute 10 to go, third quarter, as the ball is kicked. Again, earlier tonight, Amherst won the girls' game 55-44. St. Cecilia had a lead on Central Catholic in the second half, and Central Catholic wins the game in overtime 39-37. Halligan with the ball here. That's by the top point of the game of the state tonight. Amherst with it to Peterson to the right-hand corner. They'll get it to Clint Bentley. Bentley, back up top they go. Left wing, Abbott, up top, Petter. Somebody's going to have to take a shot right now. There's not a lot of shooters on the floor outside of Halligan, so Bentley will shoot it. It's no good. Ball saved in by Petter. Good job by Jared to grab that one. And another opportunity. Halligan wide open three, top of the key, in and out, no good. And the board comes down to Elm Creek, Zach Johnson. And we've got 35 seconds to go in the quarter. Across the timeline with it. And O'Reilly will leave it off for Crowley, and Elm Creek will play for the last shot. Middle of the floor to Kyler Beck. Amherst not just going to let him have it. They're going to make him move it around, dribble it around a little bit. And now a foul called. Dylan Halligan came right out there and looked like he tried to foul. Dylan with his third personal, fifth team foul, or fourth team foul, they say. And the second on Halligan. So that's why we're off a foul. 15 seconds to go. Elm Creek back to cut. They get it down low. Beck, he's hammered. Now Halligan has three. And to the line goes Kyler Beck. He's one of two. He's got 5 points, three rebounds. And Coach Cavity's got to be fairly pleased, I think, with the bench play of Beck and Sean Smith. Again, Bartling, been big foul trouble, hasn't played much the last two quarters, and the free throw by Beck is up and in. And they've been able to survive without the freshman. Here comes Sadoff in for Amherst. Samuelson back in for Elm Creek. 13 seconds remain in the third quarter. And a chance to take the lead out to 20. And it's on the way and in. So Beck hits them both. 5 and a quarter, 7 of the game. 11 seconds up the floor. Here comes Amherst trying to get one more bucket before the end of the quarter. Bentley over to Abbott. Three-pointer on the way. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. Still a second here, so Amherst has got a chance to maybe get a shot hoisted up. And it's Petter to throw it in with 1 second remaining. Here's the lob out. Catch and shoot. Bentley fadeaway. Three. No good. And that's the end of the third quarter of play, a quarter in which Elm Creek outscored Amherst 21-6 to blow this game open. It's Elm Creek 46, Amherst 26. We're back in a minute on KKPR.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
When you choose a brand of seed, look beyond just the product. At Pioneer Seed, everything you buy comes with our industry-leading services and technical support. Your experienced Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis, is backed by hundreds of scientists and local agronomy experts. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Amherst at Elm Creek, and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Amherst will get the ball to start the fourth quarter, but turn it over, and Elm Creek goes to the other end, and Samuelson will lay it up and in on the assist from Luco Reda, and the second half route continues here for Elm Creek, outscoring Amherst 23-6, and now a foul call. And that's about the only thing nobody wants to see. I assume most folks listening right now are probably driving home from their game. This is probably the last game to be going tonight. Got a late start. It was parents' night. JV girls' game took a long time, and so our varsity girls' game didn't get started until about 10 to 7. Three-pointer in the right-hand corner. No good by Ty Stevens, and the rebound was brought down by Luco Reda. We'll give you a little update here on the game so far as the ball goes out of bounds off of Elm Creek. Just their 11th turnover. Amherst was down 15-3 to start the game, but ended up closing the gap to 23-20, and it was 25-20 at the half. Dylan Halligan has 16 of his team's 26 points in this ball game. For Elm Creek, Luca Reda has 14, and then it's very balanced after that. The shot is up, no good, and Samuelson gets the rebound. The freshman, Jacob Bartley, had 6 in the first quarter, but picked up his third foul early in the second and fourth early in the third and has not played much since. Sean Smith and Tyler Beck have done a good job off the bench tonight for the Elm Creek Buffaloes in their regular season home finale. Moving around the perimeter, kick it up there to Travis Stevens. His three-pointer is going to be short, but Oreda runs down the loose ball. Another opportunity here for the Elm Creek Buffaloes. Trying to get to 500 with one game left in the regular season. They go to Elwood next week. Scoop shot no good by Crowley. Rebound brought down by Halligan. Outlet pass, it goes. Stevens, crossover dribble, brings it into the paint, leaves it off for Halligan. He draws the double team, tries to step through, and he's going to be fouled by Sean Smith. And Bartley may not come back in. Smith's been doing such a good job. Sean with his first personal foul. Fourth team foul, fifth team foul on Elm Creek. Team fouls are even at 5 apiece, and Dylan Halligan will go to the line. Halligan was there 4 times in the first half. He is 5 of 8 at the line. With a game-high 16 points, he's got 6 rebounds for Amherst. The Broncos without a senior on the roster. And the free throw is on the way and in. Amherst will also be in action next week with their final game 1 week from tonight at Wilcox-Hildreth. Second free throw now for Halligan. And Dylan will put this one up and in, so he hits them both. 18 points for Halligan, 48-28 in favor of the Buffaloes, who blew this game open in the second half. 6:15 to go. Don't forget at the end of the game, the Misco Sports postgame show, all the final stats and quick interview with Coach Tanner Cavity. Get you on your way for the rest of the weekend. Tomorrow, the Heartland Hoops Classic in Grand Island. All of them on ESPN, 1460 and 1550. Crowley finds a little room, dumps it off underneath. Smith hits the rim on the way up, so the shot doesn't go. Ball loose in the right-hand corner, and it's going to be out of bounds off Elm Creek. Crowley tried to save it in, but there was nobody there on his team to catch it. And now Jacob Bartling will come back into the ball game here for the Elm Creek Buffaloes. And the only senior on the team, Luke O'Reda, having a good game in his final home contest of his career, 14 points and 5 rebounds. Amherst ball walking it up the floor here with Ty Stevens. Stevens trying to stay out of that zone trap. Gives it off to Bentley. Bentley in the right-hand corner steps through to Halligan. Halligan can't get the shot away over the double team, so goes in the corner for the three-pointer. It's off the mark that time. Ricochets right back to the man, Austin Chen, who shot it. He gives it to Peterson. Peterson's shot will not go. And another rebound for Luke O'Reda. Fires it into the front court. Now Beck drives, and we got a little reach-in foul on Peterson. First on Zane, 16 fouls. So we get to play one more time with a 1-1. 48-28. Elm Creek with the lead. It was 25-20 at the half. Inbounds for three. It's headed out. No good for Luke O'Reda. Rebound brought down by Dylan Halligan. Fast break the other way. And O'Reda got back and the shot out of bounds of Ty Stevens. It will stay with Amherst. So Amherst will throw it in underneath their own hoop. Kick it on the left wing. Ooh, into Halligan. A little contact, no whistle. Dylan trying to find somebody to get it to. Zane Peterson got tripped up. And a foul called on the Elm Creek Buffaloes. Evens the team fouls out at 6 apiece. And Amherst will throw it in. It's the third foul on Kyler Beck. And Amherst to throw it in. Lob it up top. Stevens to get it to Bentley. Bentley, back door open is going to be Penn, and he'll put it up, and Austin Chen will get it up and in. Austin Chen with the first field goal of the fourth quarter here for Amherst, and they lead it, or excuse me, they trail at 48-30, but Chen with a nice backdoor cut finally gets one in. Now back over to Elm Creek with 4:40 to go. Up top, Zach Johnson runs it on the right wing to O'Reda. O'Reda off the high pick from Beck, gives it right back over to Kyler in front of the Buffalo bench. Between the circles, they'll go. Swing it left side. Beck, he wants to attack, kicks it back out on the wing. Here comes Zach Johnson. Johnson forces it inside. Ball kicked away. Going to stay with Elm Creek. And the Buffaloes cruising here now in their home finale, but they had to work for it. O'Reda, three on the inbound, gets another one. Luke O'Reda with his third three in the ball game, and he's got 17, 51-30 now, Elm Creek. Again, it was a five-point game at the half, but Amherst couldn't keep it up. Peterson fakes the three, couldn't get it away. Now the pass knocked away by Kyler Beck. And Amherst will maintain possession, and they'll throw it in from half court. Again, in the game of the night tonight, Grand Island Central Catholic beat Hastings St. Cecilia boys in overtime, 39-37. Turner Fay hits a shot at the buzzer in overtime to win it. We will not have that problem with this game. Amherst just couldn't keep up with Elm Creek tonight as Stevens fires the three. It's off the mark, no good. And Bartling will get the rebound, just his second of the ball game after being on the bench most of the night in foul trouble. 3:40 to go. Up top, O'Reda swings it over to the left side, back to the baseline. Zach Johnson got an open jumper. The 10-footer won't go. Rebound, Zane Peterson. Amherst back into the front court here, trying to get a little closer here. Nice bounce pass underneath the Jen, and then it gets kicked around and turned over. Bartling trying to get to it. Might have actually had a bounce off his leg in the 14th turnover for Amherst. Into the front court they go. So we approach the three-minute mark to go in the game. Kyler Beck between the circles to Zach Crowley. Swings it over to O'Reda. Turns and hands it back off to Johnson. Johnson between the circles. 2-3 zone. Backdoor lob. O'Reda got him. He's too deep, so he throws it back to Bartling, and Bartling is fouled by most of the Amherst team. It's going to go on Clint Bentley, his first. Nice vision by Luke O'Reda. They had the play set up. The pass was just a little deep. Instead of panicking, When he went up in the air, he was looking to see who was open. He came down, and he fires it over to Bartling, who gets two free throws. The first one is up and in. 9 points now for Bartling in the ball game, 52-30. And coming in for Amherst, Caleb Lockhorn and Darby Ortwig. Second free throw on the way, and it's good. So Bartling, despite his minimal playing time, has 10 points and a couple of rebounds, 53-30. As we play out the string here on this Friday night at Elm Creek, lob it into Halligan. Halligan got fouled. Beck went for the steal and got caught up with him. That'll be the fourth on Kyler Beck. And Dylan Halligan, who is 7 of 10 at the free throw line, 18 points, 7 rebounds to lead the Broncos, will get a chance to get to 20 points if he can can these two free throws. Well, they're going to say it's a 1-1, okay? 1-1. And Kyler Beck's going to check out. Let's see if Halligan can make it a moot point by hitting the first free throw, which he does. So a second one coming, the 19th point of the ball game for Beck. And Halligan fires it up, and it is in. So Halligan with 20 points in the contest, 53-32, 2:40 to go in the game. Up the floor for Elm Creek. Swing it on our right side. Bartley to the trailer, Oreda. Nobody covers him. He shoots the three. He hits the three. 20 points for Luke Oreda. As the fans chanting Luke here in his final home game, a good way to go out. 20 points so far. He has hit 4 threes in the ball game. They're going to win. Halligan at the other end, draws the double team, puts the jumper up anyway, and scores. I think Halligan is on a little bit of a personal mission right now. He's starting to get pushed around a little bit in the lane on the double and triple teams, and he's still got 22 points. 56-34, Elm Creek, 2 minutes remaining. Oreda gives it off right side to Crowley as Elm Creek lets a little clock run off here. Ball gets down to Bartling. Bartling has it blocked by Halligan, but picked it right back up and scored. Halligan spun it out of his hands, but it just dropped right back down to Bartling, and he now has a dozen points in the game. Minute 40 in counting. Halligan with it between the circles. Dillon gets it inside. He's going to force the issue, and he's going to be fouled by Oreda. That's the first foul for Luke in a basketball game, and Halligan will go to the line and shoot two more. He's 4 of 4 here in the quarter. So Halligan, as we have a whole bunch of folks getting set to check in for the final minute, 35. Free throw is up, and it is short. And into the ball game, Peterson for Amherst. Abbott checks in, sat off waiting for Elm Creek. Here comes Gage Buechner, also Hayden Hubbard, and Cody Hartage will check into the ball game. And the free throw is on the way. Halligan up and in, and that'll be it tonight for Dylan Halligan. And what a performance it was. He'll check off. Sadoff will come in. And for Dylan Halligan tonight, 23 points, 7 rebounds, and he had one block shot in the contest. Minute 35 to go. As most of the second-teamers are in, Oreda does stay in there as the senior for Elm Creek and Coach Tanner Cavity. He'll be able to handle the ball. Get it into the front court to Hartage. Cody right back to Oreda. See if anybody else can get in the scorebook here. Hubbard, left side to Buechner. A minute 15 as they play catch around the perimeter here against the man-to-man defense of the Amherst Broncos. Oreda back up top to Hubbard. Hubbard lobs it in the left-hand corner. And the clock continues to tick around. Oreda trying to find somebody open and zing him an assist. A minute to go. Back on the right side, Hubbard. Hubbard drives, gets to the high post, cut off there by Ortwig. And more passing around the perimeter here by Elm Creek. Oh, and a timeout. So it looks like a timeout called. Coach Tanner Cavity wanted to get a couple more kids into the ball game. A 30-second timeout as Luke Oreda will come out to the cheers of the fans here and get a standing ovation. 20 points, 6 rebounds, and a block shot tonight for Luke Oreda. 58-35, Elm Creek will keep it here because all they did was take the timeout to sub a couple of more kids into the ball game, including Bailey Schoenhofer. And let me see if anybody else snuck in there. Sean Smith did return. 49 seconds to go. And again, they'll get the ball in. They'll throw it into the left-hand corner to Hubbard. Hayden holds the ball, gets it back out top to Sean Hopper, another freshman. Five freshmen on this roster for Coach Cavani. But he only has the one senior, so everybody's back next year except Oreda. 35 seconds to go. The ball's going to be tipped away by Abbott. Abbott comes to the other end, and he couldn't get the layup to go. The ball goes out of bounds, and it'll stay with Amherst with just 29 seconds remaining in the basketball game. And on the inbounds pass, Amherst will find Dominic Abbott. Abbott swings it up top, gets it into the hands of Zane Peterson. 20 seconds remains in the game. Over to Sadoff. Sadoff back up top to Ortwig. Trying to get a shot. Peterson, he's going to drive in and run right into the big fella, Buettner, and that'll be Gage with the foul. Pretty big collision there. And at the line will be Zane Peterson to shoot two. 13 seconds remain. Misco Sports postgame show coming up, so stay with us as the free throw is up and in. Peterson with his fourth point. He hit a three-pointer back in the third quarter. 58-36 Elm Creek. Second free throw on the way, and that one is up and in. So Peterson hits them both. 12 seconds to go. Elm Creek trying to throw the basketball in, and they drop it out of bounds. So Amherst gets it right back. Again, this was a five-point game at the half, and Elm Creek outscored Amherst 21-6 in the third quarter to blow it wide open. Amherst with the inbounds pass to Sadoff to Peterson. Zane for the three. That's no good. Rebound pulled down by Schoenhofer, and for some reason they call a foul with 4 seconds to go. And that will give Schoenhofer a chance to get in the scorebook from the free throw line with 4 seconds remaining. The foul on Lockhorn. And Bailey, a one-and-one coming up. Elm Creek puts nobody on the free throw lane, so after this is over, one more chance for Amherst, and the free throw is good. Schoenhofer gets in the scorebook, 59-37, and the second free throw coming up. And it is on the way, and it is off the mark, no good. Rebound brought down by Abbott. The final 5 seconds of the home season tick off the board. A three-pointer from Amherst at the buzzer from 25 feet. Lockhorn, no good. And that's the end of the basketball game. The final score, the Elm Creek Buffaloes, 59, and the Amherst Broncos, 37.